The servants were gone to a neighbouring fair. All was silent in and around the cottage. It was an excellent opportunity. Yet, when I proceeded to execute my plan, my limbs failed me, and I sank to the ground. Again I rose, and, exerting all the firmness of which I was master, removed the planks which I had placed before my hovel to conceal my retreat. The fresh air revived me, and with renewed determination I approached the door of their cottage. I knocked. "Who is there?" said the old man. "Come in." I entered. "Pardon this intrusion," said I. "I am a traveller in want of a little rest. You would greatly oblige me if you would allow me to remain a few minutes before the fire." "Enter," said De Lacy, "and I will try in what manner I can relieve your wants. But, unfortunately, my children are from home, and as I am blind, I am afraid I shall find it difficult to procure food for you." "Do not trouble yourself, my kind host. I have food. It is warmth and rest only that I need." I sat down, and a silence ensued. I knew that every minute was precious to me, yet I remained irresolute in what manner to commence the interview, when the old man addressed me. "By your language, stranger, I suppose you are my countryman. Are you French?"
"No, but I was educated by a French family and understand that language only. I am now going to claim the protection of some friends whom I sincerely love and of whose favor I have some hopes."
"Are they Germans?"
"No, they are French. But let us change the subject. I am an unfortunate and deserted creature. I look around and I have no relation or friend upon earth. These amiable people to whom I go have never seen me and know little of me. I am full of fears, for if I fail there, I am an outcast in the world forever."
"Do not despair. To be friendless is indeed to be unfortunate, but the hearts of men, when unprejudiced by any obvious self-interest, are full of brotherly love and charity. Rely, therefore, on your hopes, and if these friends are good and amiable, do not despair.